Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran, and we have got an outstanding show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the waterfront restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive. Also, the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors and you, our listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SVN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook or give us a shout here, 343-0106. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And coming up later on SBN, we'll be joined by Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. He'll get us up to speed on the services that they have to offer for our veterans and their families. And we'll also speak with veteran Charlie Wilson from the Charlie Wilson Agency. The open enrollment period is rapidly approaching, and he'll advise us about the options facing our veterans when it comes to their choices for Medicare and health insurance. And, of course, Tom's tirade on your government regrets to inform me. You don't want to miss that. But first, it is always an honor to be joined on SVN by a great patriot and supporter of our veterans. From the gastrointestinal empire that started with a sandwich, the undisputed bard of breakfast in bed, because he cooks in his PJs, the legend himself, Mr. Panini Pete. Pete, welcome back to SVN, and thank you and your crew for all you do for our veterans, military, and first responders.
Hey, hey, good to talk to you, Cal. Good to talk to you, Tom. How you guys doing tonight?
Oh, man, we wide-eyed bushtail. Outstanding, as Cal would say. That's his big word, outstanding. I'm wide-eyed bushtail, though.
Great, great. Always great to be here with y'all.
Oh, it's always a blessing, brother. We're so glad to have you on board. You know, it's been a blessing for you to have been with us for all of these 10 or 12 years.
Man, you know, just a big fan, buddy. I appreciate all you guys do for the veterans and all you did while serving the country. And, you know, any little bit we can do, it's just awesome. I just love being part of it.
Well, what you guys got going on over there at all these fabulous restaurants that you've got, brothers?
Man, you know, we're staying moving and grooving. It's local time. The season's over. We got rid of the riffraff that came down to hang out at the beach and whatnot.
Snowbirds.
We're taking care of the families. And, you know, waterfront's kicking. The charity bingo on Monday nights have just been crazy. Corey's doing a ladies' lunch over there on Thursday, so come on out and enjoy that. You know, it's definitely a great place to have parties, groups, organizations. We have all kinds of private rooms and areas over there. Panini Pizza's kicking butt. We just added some new salads on the menu there. We're working on some new stuff for Sunset Point as well. Squid Ink, just recovering from Tiki Week. It was insane over there in Mobile. And the food hall, Park La Treloar, is doing great, too. We're working on these really cool southern dinners we're going to be doing. You know, that's a place over there. So we got some good stuff going on there, too.
That's awesome, man. I'll tell you what, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, and then I've been talking with Nick on the air about you guys are starting a little Jeep cruise in over there on Saturday nights. I don't know what part of the month is that going to be.
Where did you get that idea from?
I don't know. I don't know anybody that has any car shows or anything.
No, me neither. Well, you know, he's a Jeep driver. My wife's got a Jeep. You know, I had a Jeep all through the 80s, and, you know, we love it. And it's such a neat club, and that's such a great venue. When we first took over that spot, Tom, before we even opened, we were in there renovating. It was about 8 Jeeps that would come and park there every night and hang out and watch the sunset and have a few adult beverages over there. And,
you know,
so we encourage that kind of behavior. So we're going to have some fun with that.
Those guys, I've been talking to some of them and had talked to them over the years, and they talk about them getting together and having that event over there. And they said it's one of the greatest points of sunset that there is, especially on the Eastern Shore, because you're wide open right out over the water. And so being on your back deck and all out there with sitting out there and having a little toddy for your body, and then let that cool breeze blow in off of that bay, man. Woo! What you say?
The weather is getting so good.
It is.
You know, we love the outdoor venues. Obviously, Sunset Point has amazing views, but it's just a completely different atmosphere because it's wide open, like you said. You got a beautiful breeze coming in off the bay, and everybody just loves to come and hang out there and enjoy the good food and the good beverages and the good service. So,
well,
come on down.
Yeah, I noticed on that back veranda, as we would call it down south, you've got, I don't know, probably 4 different areas there that people could have their own little party, groups of 10, 20, 30, or 50 people even. You've got the tiki bar and all out there so they don't have to worry about if they wanted to get up and go get a drink or, you know, just get up, walk around the deck and talk to the other parties, the other groups. It's just an awesome atmosphere.
Yeah. Just keep going. I'm not going to stop you, Tom. You're on a roll. You got all your talking points there. I'm not going to tell everybody how. I'm not going to mention how often we see you there. Okay. I'm going to kind of let this.
My car's on automatic pilot. What you talking about?
You feel like a Tesla. You just hit the button and waterfront and it drives.
I know it. I just get in, slam the door, and it says waterfront.
It is. It's been a blast, and the crowd is great, and we love having a venue like that in Daphne, and everybody's really embracing it.
Well, all that being said, we are very appreciative of what you do for our veterans, and we are certainly appreciative of what you and Nick have been able to put together for Patrick Jump over there at the Warrior Legacy and that new facility that's being built over in Robertsdale. That is, we have such a great event here in the Mobile area through our Vets Resources Clinic. And this one over there will be on the same semblance of what I'm understanding in one phase of it. It'll be like a walk-in clinic and be for our vets and their families. And you know what? Without what you and Nick have helped put together, he would be lots further behind the eight ball trying to make all that happen, Pete.
Well, we had a meeting with him this morning down here with, you know, the Baldwin County Home Builders is a big advocate and a big help with all this stuff. So we're moving along. You know, we got work to do, but we're knee deep in it. It's going to be a great facility, very, very desperately needed here. You know, he talks about isolation and how tough it is for veterans. So we're happy to be part of this. And we got all kinds of new stuff coming down the pike, too, that I can't talk about yet.
Okay,
but
okay.
You're going to be the first to know. We got just, you know, we're just going to do all we can to really help thrive this veteran community down here and support.
Well,
we
certainly are appreciative of that. And that's one of the reasons we help support you guys over there. Patrick, the Warrior Legacy is one of the veterans organizations, 501c's at the car show is going to make a donation to next Saturday over at the battleship. So we always like to be able to dish out a little money to him when we can, because we know what he's going to do for our vets.
Heck yeah, keep it coming.
All right, brother.
We got some good stuff happening. Mess Lord's getting ready to hit the road this fall. So good. We'll be hitting out some bases, and I got a meeting later this month, and we're rallying the troops and getting our schedule. So, you know, some of us will get to get out there.
Yeah, but keep us abreast of that. Yeah, we'd like to follow you on those trips, man. I tell you, you guys are having an awesome time and doing a great service to our veterans. And appreciate what you do. Appreciate you working with us, Pete. Give Nick our regards. Sorry he wouldn't be able to be with us tonight, but you did well. You keep on. You're going to learn.
I don't mind pinch hitting for Nick. You know, I know he's your
yeah. We made a
guest, but
we made a star out of him, man.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you guys, man.
All right, Pete. Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
All right. As always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Nothing will stop the U.S.
Beautiful friend. I've been a soldier since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can catch our regularly aired programs up on the FM Talk 106.5 app via their podcast. And Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.fm if you need to get your blood pressure going, get a little energy during your day. But it is always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by a great patriot supporter of our military and veterans, Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Bill, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Well, thank you, Cal. It's always good to talk to you guys. How you been?
Man, we've just been kicking along there. Hey, come on. You got to tell me what's going on down at Serenity, man. What's going on with the landscaping?
Yeah, we tore out that old landscaping that had been up, since 86 when the building was converted into the funeral home. You know, that used to be the vault plant. And in 86, Don Palmer, the owner at that time, decided to enter into the funeral business, and so he converted the vault plant into that funeral home and landscaped it. So, you know, as most landscaping goes, it ages out, and you got to tear it out and start over.
Right.
So that's what we've been doing.
Well, that's awesome. Did you get some help on designing that?
Yes. When we designed Serenity Rest, the cremation garden, we contacted Harvey Cotton, who was the horticulturist for the Huntsville Botanical Gardens, and had him come in to design the landscaping so that we have color year-round around the pond.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's neat. Now, that's around your cremation garden?
Yes. But now, we've also been landscaping around the funeral home, though, too. But, yes, landscaping there, of course, at the cremation garden is extensive.
Well, you're going to need a lot of help to take care of all that now, aren't you?
You know, we have two guys that just about spend full time working on that almost year round.
Okay. Man, that's unbelievable. Well, that, you know, as much grounds as you have in the beautification, all of it, and I'd like to take a second to talk about even the cemetery facilities. We, as the Marine Corps League, do quite a few honor guards and all there over the years, and we get to go to, through the passing of our gracious veterans, to most of all of the cemeteries and the funeral homes in the Gulf Coast area here. And I'd have to say that you guys are doing probably a better job in your your presentation and landscaping and all, and it just makes a family feel better and feel like that their loved one is going to be taken care of when they can walk into a facility like that.
Well, you know, we just feel like that they should be honored that way, to have a beautiful place to come back to visit, to reminisce, to meditate. And so we want to facilitate that.
Well, you're doing an unbelievable job now. Now, how long has that garden actually been at Serenity?
Goodness, almost 10 years.
Okay.
They had that built right before I came to Mobile. So that was done when I got here. And but it you probably won't find anything quite like it in the Southeast.
No, you don't. As I say, you know, we've been to, I've actually been to the other facilities along the Gulf Coast, you know, even Biloxi and Gulfport and over in, in Pensacola. So it's really, do you have to have a special deal or something to get in that particular garden?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Do you have to have some kind of special deal? Does it cost you a lot more money to get in there?
No, actually, we have it set where if you purchase a spot in a niche place, a niche space, or a post or a bench, whatever the case may be that you select, we waive the price of the cremation.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Cremation actually is free when you select that spot, and it gives you permanent memorialization. So you've got the space, you've got your marker, you've got everything, you know, all together. And very reasonably priced.
Well, and you know, and I think that's probably one of the most misunderstood things with our public here on the coast is as what it would actually cost to have a cremation there at your facility, where you actually own your own crematory. I guess that's the word you use for it.
Yes, sir.
And everything's done there. You don't sublet it out to somebody else 3 or 4 days down the road or whatever. And, you know, and that, I would think that would mean a lot to a person that was going to go through that process or where their loved one was.
It does. It's a comfort to know that, you know, we're one of the very few funeral homes in Mobile that have our own crematory
premises. Yes.
And so we're proud of that fact that we control the chain of custody throughout the entire process.
Well, you know, let's put it this way. The rest of the facilities and other utilization places where you get it, even South Alabama where they have the medical department out there, I understand that you guys do that for a lot of other places as well as South Alabama.
Well, actually, no. We do the cremations for the cadavers from the medical school.
Okay.
But we do not do cremations for other funeral homes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought maybe you had. Yeah.
No. We don't do third-party cremations. We just reserve that for our own client family.
Sure. Well, I know that they, some of my relatives had willed their bodies and all to the University of South Alabama for the cadaver research area there. And I know that you guys did that, and you know, they even some of the remains have actually come from out there.
Yes, you know, it's the cadaver program. It's vital. I mean, there's no other way to get around that to teach medical students.
We can't train them otherwise.
No, there's no other way. And so we provide that service because once they have done about all they can do with research and teaching, then the person would be cremated, and then the university then returns the urn to that family.
Right. You know, that's a facility. You know, but then a lot of people have some exceptions to that, but at the same time, we, as Christians, we have to remember we're not there no way.
You know,
when we close those eyes and take that last breath, and then we've gone on to a more heavenly place than that. So, you know, that's my old earthly body. I didn't wore that sucker out anyway. If y'all need to train somebody to save somebody's life or whatever, then go for it, you know. So it's got to the point where it's more readily accepted now.
Yeah. Well, Tom, if you're like me, it's not the age, it's the miles.
Oh, yeah. I've got a case of new speedometers, and I just, when I fill one out and break it, I just get Ben Ewan and throw that one to the side.
That's the way to do it.
You got to keep on moving, maybe, you know.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it's like I told him when I was trying to get out of the hospital. I said, "Look, y'all gotta get let me the hell out of here. I got things to do." And I said, "I'm sure there's still a few people out there that's gonna let me piss them off. So you know, go let me go."
Well, you know what they say when they say they're practicing medicine. They're not lying. They're still practicing.
Well, wait a minute. Everybody does that. Doctors do that. Lawyers do that. What you talking about? Come on.
Exactly.
You know, nobody says I'm a perfectionist. I'm the best in the world. I'm practicing. See my little sign up here. I'm practicing. Yeah. But I don't want to practice it. You know, darn it. But you guys are doing a great job and all. And now you've got your the new indoor facility there in the where you have your funerals and all inside the building. Y'all just remodeled that too, didn't you, Bill?
Right, the chapel. Yes, we totally renovated it. Back in 1986, apparently peach walls, peach cushions, and blue carpet was really rocking.
That was the big deal.
Not so much anymore. So we totally we tore out the old pews that were chipped, because they were laminate pews. There's no way to repair those.
Right.
And so we replaced all the pews, the carpet, paint, and new wooden, real wood, beautiful pews.
Oh, it's
pews,
an awesome
padded
facility.
Pews.
It's awesome facility.
And so it's, and of course, you know, we're largest chapel of any funeral home in Alabama.
Yes. Yes, it's a really immaculate place. I've not only been to a lot of funerals and served a lot of our veterans there, but had occasion to speak to over several of my friends that were there, and didn't really feel at ease doing that. But you know, when you're asked to do it, you just have to do it. So, but it's been a distinct pleasure having you on board here. How, if it's a veteran, what do they need to make sure that they've got a hold of or their family has before they come out to see you?
Well, they need that DD-214. That's imperative to be able to start the ball rolling in order to get everything lined up for any type of military honors, VA marker, flag, you know, et cetera.
Right.
So
right.
That's very important. And if you don't have it, give us a call. We'll be happy to help you get a form in that you can send off and get a really good, clear copy of your discharge.
And they'll be glad to do that for you, too, good brothers out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Give us your phone number. How they can get in touch with you.
Give us a call at 251-653-4781. Or you can reach us on our website, www.serenityfuneralhome.com.
All right, brother. Glad to have you on board tonight. Appreciate you being a sponsor on the show. Thank you, sir.
Mighty fine. Thank you so much.
All right, Bill.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
And as always, for further information, you can always check us out on the other side at scuttlebuttnetwork.com.
Your front can break off. Check your trim set. Check your nose steering arm maneuver. Down and turn and go. A low transition. Right turn out. 86. Time and a half there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans, for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you join us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyers, Colin Kimberly and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number One Yacht Club Drive, and the Charlie Wilson Agency, and as well as Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And it is always an honor to be joined on SBN by veteran and patriot Mr. Charlie Wilson with the Charlie Wilson Agency. Charlie, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Glad to be back.
Man, it's a pleasure having you on board. I got so many questions. It's, you know, I just got my first notice today that my new policy is on the way and that there will be some changes. Should I get scared?
Absolutely not. No, we're at that time of year where AEP, our annual election period, October 15th through December 7th, that's when everybody needs to look at their Medicare plans, whether they're on standalone drug plans or Medicare Advantage plans or even just traditional Medicare, and make sure we got the right coverage for ourselves for the following year. And, you know, ANOC your annual notice of change goes out. Most people get that October 1st. That kind of shows you the benefits next year, and we need to really pay attention to those. A lot of changes coming next year for Medicare.
Well, now, wait a minute. You know, we're old school. All of us older cats are. And once we buy insurance and we get with an insurance company, we stick with them. We don't change. But now, do we need to stop and regroup with our thinking on this? And if so, why?
Well, great question. And when your ANOC comes out, your annual notice of change, you can look at next year's benefits. You can see what drug deductibles are. You can see if there's been a change in your dental allowance or your eyewear allowance, or if people are starting to need referrals or not need referrals. You're going to see what your plan looks like. But I always advise everybody, you want to look every year. If you're on one prescription medication, that's where you can save the most money. And most of us, as we get older, we're on 5 or 6 or 10 or 12.
Well, yeah,
so
easy.
You always want to look and start with medications. You want to find you an agent you trust, or go down to Council on Aging in Mobile or over in Baldwin County and take your drug list and let people look at that. I've saved people $300 or $400 a month just off their medications. One company may not have a medication on formulary. They covered it this year, but they're not going to cover it next year.
One company
may have it at a tier 3 for $47 a month, another one at a tier 4, the same medication, and you have to pay 30% of the cost of that medication.
So it costs you
$300 a month.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons. I've been hearing that and talking to some of my buddies, you know, in the Marine Corps League and other veterans that we associate with. And some of the new drugs that we're being prescribed now, the doctors are not checking the price. You know, I had one prescribed one the other day for me, and it was $1,100. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, the cost of medications is crazy. You know, it's one thing since I've been an agent going on my 16th year this October. And just a few years ago, before they made changes, I'd have somebody that was a type 1 diabetic. God put them on the planet this way. They're on two medications, and they're paying $400 a month for each insulin that keeps them alive.
Whoa.
You know? So, you know, now we've got that under control, $35 a month, and some of the plans are $25 a month for insulin. That needed to change. But the prices in these medications is what's making our seniors poor.
Well, yeah.
Honest to God.
Well, you know, but I'm also hearing now where, you know, they charge us now like $185 a month off of our Social Security that goes towards paying these insurance companies for all of that. But now I'm hearing that some of these companies don't take that out. What's that deal?
Well, the money that you're paying, the $185, and when I first started this, it was $94, and
now it's
16 years we're at $185, but that goes to the federal government. That has nothing to do with the insurance company.
Oh, really?
Okay. No, Medicare Advantage plans sign a contract with the federal government. They get paid a subsidy. Let's say it's a few hundred dollars a month per person to take care of you. That $185 goes to the federal government. I always say the government always gets their money, right? We're always paying taxes on something. But there are plans out there that pay part of or all of your Part B premium. There's people that qualify for the state to pay for that based off of income. And there's a lot of changes coming to that next year, too, as far as, you know, what these insurance companies can do and what they can't do, what they can spend their money on. One of the things we have for extra help is something called LIS, or low income subsidy. It's a federally funded pharmacy assistance program. Well, based off of income, some people qualify for that, and they pay about $4.50 for a generic and $12.50 for a name brand drug. They don't have to pay any of the drug deductibles, and they only pay that when they pick a medication up. So if they're getting it on a quarterly basis, they only pay that one time. They don't pay it times three. And then the insurance companies like the Cignas and the Devoteds and the Uniteds and the Aetnas and the Vivas, they were paying that part or portion if somebody qualified for Medicaid, either partial or full Medicaid. Well, the government's changing that for next year, and the insurance companies are no longer able to pay that. So somebody that had partial Medicaid or full Medicaid didn't pay anything for their medications all year long, $0. It's based off the low-income subsidy, and again, the insurance companies was actually paying that for them. It was still getting paid, just the insurance companies were paying it. Well, starting 2026, the insurance companies can't pay that. So anybody that has partial Medicaid where the state pays their Part B premium, or full Medicaid where the state pays their Part B premium and picks up the 20% that Medicare does not cover, will not have free medication next year. They are going to have to pay the low-income subsidy pricing for their medication. That's a big change.
Well, man, it behooves us to make dang sure that we check with somebody that, like yourself, that is capable of, you know, giving us an insight on what's the best for us to get. We might need to change an insurance policy.
You do. And like I said, it doesn't matter if you're just on one medication, but most of us are on several. That is where you're going to save the most amount. Then we need to look at the extras. What are our co-pays? Do we know we're going to have knee replacement surgery next year or cataract surgery? What's the outpatient co-pay? What's the best plan for my scenario?
Right.
Yeah, right. And then if somebody, a lot of people, what's important to them is dental. So some of the plans pay 50% of major dental, like root canals and dentures and things like that. Some of them just give you a lump sum. Here's $1,500. You can use it any way you want to use it.
Yeah.
So every individual, when you're on Medicare, it's individual insurance. And what is important to you may not be as important to your spouse. They may have a different need. So a lot of times we're on different insurance. But everybody needs to check that. And everybody needs to, like I said, either go to Council on Aging or find a reputable person like myself that's an independent. I have every plan in Alabama, so when I meet with somebody, they truly get a choice. There's some people that do what I do that may only have three companies.
Right.
So you want to make sure you're getting with somebody that can truly help you and get you to the right plan, and make sure that you're saving the most amount of money that you can save next year.
Well, we've got to, you know, if you're on Social Security, hey, how can they get in touch with you if they would be interested in talking to you? I know you don't charge anything.
I do not charge anything, and they can reach me at 251-370-0251.
All right. Then what's your normal business hours? I know you make calls later, but
listen, during AEP, we all work about 12-hour days, but, you know, generally I'm 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, like anybody else works.
All right, big buddy. That's Charlie Wilson's insurance agency. He's over in Baldwin County, but he will come to Mobile County. Glad to have you on board, son. Appreciate you working with us.
Man, thank you guys for what you do. God bless.
All right, brother. For more information, you can always check us out on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, my tirade on the government regrets to inform you.
America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
Many veterans believe the Veterans Administration will.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
It's time to wake the hell up. What would you think if you received a letter from the government telling you that because of a physical or mental condition that the government claims that you have, it is ruling you incompetent to handle your own affairs? And because of their claim that you are incompetent, the government wants to appoint someone to handle your finances and expenses. Sounds like something that you might get from an out-of-control bureaucracy with a few lifers looking to score some career points, right? Well, if that was not shocking enough, what if the letter went on to say that their determination of incompetence will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition, and that if you violate those rules, you may be fined, imprisoned, or both? You would certainly think that such a letter must be from an oppressive, tyrannical, third-world dictator hell-bent on total control, right? Or maybe from the script of the latest Hollywood iteration of Orwell's 1984? Well, you would be wrong, and likely surprised to learn that this is taken from a letter that tens of thousands of our nation's veterans receive each day from the Department of Veterans Affairs. That's right, guys, the VA. The very institution that is supposed to be there to advocate for our heroes. What is even more shocking is that the letter provides no specifics on the reasons for the proposed finding of incompetence, nor does it provide the name of the person responsible for it. It only states it is based on an unnamed determination by someone at the VA. Let me find that dude. All of this is taken from the text of the letter that these veterans receive as part of the VA's fiduciary program. And as we have reported here on SBN, the chance of successfully appealing this finding is slim to none. These seem to be for veterans that the law has forgotten, or has it? Every state in the nation has safeguards that provide that no one can be declared incompetent to administer their own affairs without due process of law, and that usually requires a judicial hearing. Of course, this is also guaranteed through the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution. Something about how no person shall, quote, be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Last time I checked, there were no exceptions. Interestingly enough, the VA's fiduciary program has been around for decades and, like most government programs, was well intended at its inception. And like most government programs, it has been rife with fraud, theft, and corruption at the expense of our veterans. Furthermore, it appears the program itself is not at fault for depriving our veterans of their Second Amendment rights. That comes courtesy of the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act, commonly known as the Brady Bill, which says that any person determined by a government authority to lack the mental capacity to manage their own affairs is subject to being prohibited from buying guns. Thus, a veteran deemed unable to handle their own finances has their name automatically forwarded to the VA, to the FBI's NCIS database, effectively preventing them from purchasing a gun. They do not have to be deemed a threat to anyone. And while the VA claims that there are numerous safeguards in the system to prevent our heroes from losing their rights unnecessarily, they admit that they have been slow in implementing the system, causing some senators to claim that over 100,000 veterans, what, have been unduly denied their Second Amendment rights in the last few years. That's pitiful. Think about it. The men and women who have laid their lives on the line to defend us and our Constitution are now having their own constitutional rights denied. There are no clear criteria for the VA to declare a veteran incompetent. It can be the loss of a limb in combat, a head injury, a diagnosis of PTSD, or even a soldier just telling someone at the VA that he or she is depressed over the loss of a buddy in combat. In none of these situations has the person been found to be a danger to themselves or others. If that was the case, then all of the Americans who have suffered from PTSD following the loss of a loved one or from being in a car accident would also have to be disqualified from owning firearms. It would also mean that everyone who has ever been depressed for any reason should be disarmed. In fact, many of the veterans being deprived of their rights have no idea why it's happening. The answer seems to be it is simply because they are veterans. Or, of course, as President Obama has said on many occasions, the Constitution is still a pesky speed bump on the road to the imperial presidency. Whoa, where are we going with that? And it seems that the VA simply cannot be hindered by obstacles such as the Constitution in implementing Obama's plan to disarm our veterans. For shamefully, our veterans seem to pose the greatest threat to this administration and his agenda. Remember Janet Napolitano warning law enforcement that our returning veterans pose a dangerous threat to society? Are we friggin' crazy? She quickly apologized and then sheepishly forgot all about it. Now we are faced with studies that estimate up to half of our returning veterans have PTSD, exposing them to the VA's determination of incompetence and a ban on guns, and an administration that is actively promoting the PTSD disability payments to returning veterans. A rather convenient database. No? Ask yourself, do you really think they will hesitate to utilize it when the time is right? And for those of you sitting on the sidelines thinking that this will never affect you, think again. More than 7.6 million Social Security recipients are assigned fiduciaries. 7.6 million? That's a bunch. Why Social Security is not following the Brady Bill and forwarding their names to the FBI is not known. But it is a short reach from the VA to the SSA for the gun control nuts and a slippery slope towards the destruction of the rights our veterans fought so hard to protect. So wake the hell up and call your representatives now. Tell them to restore our veterans' hard-fought rights and to shut this damn gun crap down. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. I need a nap.
Mr. Sandman. Clover.
Bum, bum, bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Well, on 106.5 with him, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. You know, Tom, that was probably a little bit of nostalgia there for you.
It was. But, you know, it's still the truth today, though, Cal.
Oh, no, I was talking about the song.
Well, I wrote that in my spare time.
Oh, I know. And, of course, you know, you got the hair to be the same man, like they were talking.
Oh, yeah, baby. What'd you say, baby? Uh-huh.
But, you know, talking about a little bit of nostalgia, take a guess at when we wrote that tirade.
Ooh, it was during the Obama administration.
Yeah, 12 years ago, Tom.
Oh, my God.
12 years ago. Now,
but it's still so true?
Well, the reason why I pulled that out is, you know, we had the horrific shooting up there in Minneapolis.
Right.
At what they're calling the Catholic school, but it was actually a Catholic church.
Right.
Because they attacked the Catholic church at their regular mass. A lot of folks don't realize, you know, when you go to a Catholic school, that you normally a Catholic school has a Catholic church attached. And so you attend Mass at the Catholic Church when they normally have their Mass. That's why they mentioned there were some older parishioners that were there who were injured. And because it was their regular weekday Mass. And so, you know, it was horrific. And I know it seems like the mainstream media is trying to sweep it under the rug because it doesn't fit their agenda, because of the fact that the shooter was a whacked out tranny. And I'm not talking about the transmission.
Right. What is car?
Right. But here's the thing. In the wake of that, we only got a few minutes left. Trey Gowdy, if you've ever watched Fox News, and a lot of our folks probably do, Trey Gowdy has suddenly come out. He was a darling of the conservatives in Congress. But he's now come out talking about more gun rules. And what? One of the things that he said is, why doesn't Social Security keep guns out of the hands of those folks? He never mentioned the fact that the VA does keep the guns out of our veterans.
Right, out of our veterans. How come they're better than we are?
Well, everybody's got their little slice of that pie, Tom. But just wanted to throw that out there. Just something for folks to think about, because veterans are still being deprived of their Second Amendment rights. But, hey, thank you for listening. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!